squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Records out, the calendar is flipped to March, and that means anything can happen. We're into the postseason of the 2020-21 high school basketball campaign, and tonight it is Class 3A opening round substate boys action as the Nemaha Central Thunder play host to the Jeff West Tigers. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Kirk Gilman taking care of us back at the studios. I am Johnny Kane. Tonight's matchup between the Thunder and the Tigers is a rematch from just a week ago where the Thunder won 52-41. And looking at this matchup, we'll start with the Thunder under 26-year head coach John Thomas, 14-5 overall, 11-3 in the Big 7 League, earning the 4 seed here at Substate. Beat Jeff West, as mentioned last week, 52-41. Big game for Marcus Beck. He had 15. Kurt Beck added 12. Layden Baker also had 8, and Zach Kramer had 7. Thunder, they have been struggling a little bit here as of late. They've had some tough competition. They've dropped a couple of games here in the last couple of weeks of the regular season, but looking to get rid of all of that tonight. And it starts with the Tigers of Jeff West and her second-year head coach, Matt Simmons. 7-10 overall, 5-9 in the Big 7 League this year. They're 3-2 in the last 5 games. And after that loss to Nemaha on Thursday, it was a good game for Josh Brockerman. He is really the motor for the Tigers. He had 17 in that loss. Luke Dickey had 9. Carson Breeding added 8 for the Tigers in that matchup. It should be a really good game here tonight. It should be a pretty good crowd on hand here as well between the Thunder and the Tigers here in this 3-8. It's about the Substate. Looking at this Substate bracket, Rural Valley, the top overall seed, they are 17-3. They have all exclusive tonight at 7 o'clock. And then here in this 4-5 matchup, Nemaha Central and Jeff West, the bottom side of the bracket, Marysville earned the 2 seed. They are 16-3. They have Sabetha tonight at Marysville. Pleasant Ridge is taking on Hiawatha. Hiawatha the 6 seed. P. Ridge is the 3. That is in Easton at 7 o'clock tonight. So Royal Valley Oskaloosa will get the winner of Nemaha Central Jeff West. The winner of Marysville Sabetha will get the winner of Pleasant Ridge and Hiawatha. Those games will be on Friday. We owe you a pregame timeout. We'll take that break. We'll come back. We'll get you the starting lineups and then get the ball game underway as we're in the Class 3A opening round of Substate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, are you serious?
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Welcome back to Nemaha Central High School. We're just about set to get our Substate opening game in Class 3A underway between the Nemaha Central Thunder and the Jeff West Tigers. Let's go ahead and look at the starting lineup for tonight's matchup. We'll start with the Tigers at Jeff West under head coach Matt Simmons in his second season. A 6'1" senior, Luke Dickey. 5'9" senior, Carson Brady. 6'3" senior, Josh Brockerman. 6'2" senior, Wyatt Barnett. And 6'4" senior, Garrett Athon. So again, for the Tigers, Dickey, Brady, Brockerman, Barnett, and Athon, the starting five here tonight. And for Nemaha Central, under 26-year head coach John Thomas, 5'9" junior Zach Kramer, 6'3" junior Carter Luke, 6'4" junior Kurt Beck, 6'4" junior Marcus Beck, and 6' senior Landon Baker. So again, for the Thunder, Kramer, Luke, two Beck twins, and Baker, the starting five for the Thunder here tonight. Nemaha Central in their home, white uniforms, purple numerals, trimmed in black. F West in their road black uniforms, red numerals trimmed in white. We have a national anthem coming up, so we'll take a timeout for that, and we'll come back, and we'll get the ball game underway. Thunder and Jeff West, when we come back, on 92.1 KMZ8 and online at MSCSports.net.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Get more done with a Milwaukee Power Tool now on sale at Suser Building Supply in Seneca. Through April 30th, you'll find a Milwaukee bundle and save instantly special when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel drilling and fastening kit, plus a hand tool or an accessory. Milwaukee is nothing but heavy duty when it comes to their tools, and there's a long list of drill kits, M18 combo, and fastening kits, plus hand tools and accessories that qualify for this sale. Check it out now at Suther Building Supply in Seneca. Special ends April 30th.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back to Nemaul Central High School. We're ready to go. Class 3A Substate Basketball, the opening round game of the 3A Hiawatha Substate. Nemaul Central and their home whites will go from right to left in this first half. The Jeff West Tigers and their road blacks, they will go from left to right. The Tigers will have the opening possession here in Seneca. Nemaul Central will start in a man-to-man as it'll be side out of bounds to get the ball game underway. Still haven't gotten used to that, not having a normal tip-off at center circle, but Jeff West has the basketball and we are underway. Brading will control it up on top for the Tigers. Feeds to the right wing to Athon. He'll spin, face up, drive to the baseline, flick up a shot high off the window, bank it home. So right away, Garrett Athon gets the scoring started for Jeff West. The average is about 14 points a game, and now a steal for Brockstrom. Josh drives in, and he lost it out of bounds. He had an easy layup, but just lost the handle out of bounds. So 2-0 start for Jeff West as we're 15 seconds into the game. Big crowd on hand still filing in here in Seneca. Thunder with the basketball operating from right to left in their home white. Aiden Baker controls the basketball up on top. The Tigers in a man-to-man. Baker still out on top. Dribbles with the left hand of the wing all the way to the baseline. He pulls up a shot with the right hand, but it's thrown out of bounds by Dickey. And it will stay with the Thunder. Jeff West with a lot of energy here in the early going. 7:18 to go in the first. Here's Beck, a three on the way. It's good. It's a two. He had a foot on the line. That's Marcus Beck. They tied us up at two with 7:10 to go in the first. Brockstrom right of the wing. Dribbles to the baseline. Working on Beck. Puts up a shot, and Brockstrom rattles it home. He's the leading scorer for the Tigers at around 15 tonight. He gets his first bucket of the evening. It's 4-2. Jeff West admitted in. Lutz left wing up on top. The curve back, and he gets bumped from behind and fouled. That'll be on Barnett, his first, team's first. And the Thunder will throw it in from the baseline with 6:51 to go in the quarter. Fannin Baker will be the trigger man. Flips it up on top. The curve back. Now there's Lutz between the rings. Trying to throw it inside. Beck wasn't even looking for the basketball, and it's stolen away. Second turnover for the Thunder. Here's Brading again. In transition, kicks the left wing to Dickey. He gets a screen, steps back, gives it off to Aitani, pumps on a three, drives in, goes up and under, his shot's no good, and the rebound to Kramer. Here come the Thunder, a 5-on-3. Kramer the other way, he has the ball poked free, and it's stolen. Kicked up ahead to Aitani. Aitani drives in, rolls it up and off the backboard with a right hand and in. 4 for Aitani, it's 6-2, Jeff West. The Thunder has the basketball down 4 with 6:10 to go in the opening quarter. Beck at top of the key, 3. It's good! Marcus Beck has all fire for the Thunder here in the early going. It's 6-5, Jeff West, 6 minutes to go in the first. Brading dribbles to the right wing, kicks it into the corner, Brock him in, he drives baseline, he lost it, got it back, now Aethon's got it. He has it poked free, and now we'll have a whistle and a jump ball. A lot of extracurriculars as well. And it'll be a jump ball. The possession arrow will give it to the Thunder. Already a little chippiness here in this first quarter. It is win or your season is over, so everything means that much more. Marcus Beck has a pass knocked free. Kramer's got in the foul line. Loose is wide open in the corner. They missed him. Kramer drives in, flicks up a shot that's no good, but a foul. And Zach Kramer will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. That'll be on Brading, his first foul, team second. So Zach Kramer to the free throw line. He will shoot a pair. He's 67% on the year. Right-handed shooter, first free throw is in and out. One more for Kramer. He had 7 points last week in that 11-point victory over Jeff West. Second free throw here is good. Time up at 6, 5:35 to go in the opening quarter. Jeff West with the basketball moving from left to right. Brading clicks to the right wing to Broxerman. He gets a screen from Aethon, rejects it. Back out to Aethon now on the right wing. He'll try a deep three, and he rattles it home. Aethon on fire here in the early going. He's got 7 of the 9 for Jeff West. The Tigers lead by 3 with 5:18 to go in the quarter. Marcus Beck drives inside, gets to the middle lane, flicks up a shot with the right hand, and rattles it home. First points for Curtis Beck, and it's 9-8 Jeff West. 5:05 to go in the opening quarter. Dickey on the left wing, dribbles to the foul line, flicks to the baseline, ball tipped around, free and stolen away by the Thunder. Marcus Beck comes up with it, the second turnover for Jeff West. Inside, here's Marcus, he flicks up a shot, it is, they're going to call actually the foul on the floor. That's going to be on Aethon, his first. Third team foul, it'll be baseline out of bounds, and it'll be Baker to toss it in. Lutz in the corner. He'll try a deep three. It's just off the side of the backboard, and the rebound will go to Aethon of Jeff West. Running across the timeline for the Tigers, who lead by 1. Broxman on the right wing. Pumps on a 3. Drives in. Hop step. Layup is good. What a move by Josh Broxman. He's got 4. And the Tigers lead 11-8 with 4:30 to go in the first. Marcus Beck pumps on a 3. Now Baker out on top. He'll try a straightaway triple. It's in and out. Rebound to Broxerman, and he'll bring it the other way for the Tigers. Josh in the front court gets all the way inside as it poked free by Kramer, but they're going to call a foul. And that will go on. Marcus Beck will be his first in the first team foul. Tyler Garrity is going to check into the game for Nemaw Central for the first time, a 6-foot senior to replace Lutz. And Jeff Bust with the basketball on the baseline. Brady's still looking to get it in, and now a ball poked out of bounds by Baker. It'll stay with Jeff West. So again, it'll be Brading to trigger it in. Brading still looking. Finally just has to toss it out to Aethon in the corner. He'll hand it back to Brading. He'll try a deep three, and it's good! Carson Brading from downtown, the second three for the Tigers here in the first quarter. The lead is 6 for Jeff West with 4 minutes to go. Down low to Marcus. Ball tapped out of bounds by Aethon. It'll stay with the Thunder. Jeff West is playing very inspired basketball here tonight. Curtis back out on top. Now Garrity between the ring. Flicks it back in the left corner to Kramer. The Tigers in the 2-3 zone right now. Landon Baker, right corner three. It's good. First three of the night for Landon Baker. His first point. It's 14-11. Jeff West with 3:42 to go in the first quarter. Tigers will make a substitution to the next dead ball. Dickey on the left wing, and he traveled. Third turnover for Jeff West. We'll see for the first time Brennan Shellman, a senior, come into the game for Jeff West. He'll replace Wyatt Barnett. 3:36 remaining in quarter number one. It's 14-11. Jeff West leads by three. Kramer passed inside to Beck, but it's tipped out of bounds. They're going to call a foul, actually, on Dickey. That will be his first. They're going to call it on the floor. And it will be team foul number four. And Baker will toss it in from the baseline with 3:29 to go in the first. Kramer's got it on the right wing. Jeff West still in a 2-3 zone. Ball kicked out on top. Here's Garrity. He starts a right-handed dribble. Tigers extend now this 2-3 zone. It's kicked into the corner to Marcus Beck. Now Kurt to Baker. He'll drive in. Stop at the elbow. Looked around to Kramer. He'll try a high-arcing three. It's off the mark. And a rebound to Brockstrom and to Jeff West. Left side. Here's a three from Dickey. It's in and out. Rebound is yanked away by Marcus Beck of the Thunder, and he'll bring it the opposite direction. Kramer into the corner to Garrity. Back out Kramer. Jeff West stays in a 2-3. Now they're back in their traditional man-to-man. Kramer, right side to Baker, into the right corner to Marcus Beck. He'll drive in, get bumped and fouled. He'll get that on Athon. That'll be his second. I take that back. It's actually going to be on Dickey. That will be his second. Athon will actually check out as Barnett will come right back in, but two fouls for Luke Dickey. He'll have to be very careful. He's going to stay in there. Baker left to kick a ball out on top. Tim Mark is back, and now Garrity left to the head of the circle. Jeff West back into a 2-3. Garrity left of the wing. Gets it back to Kramer between the circles. Now Garrity again on the left wing. Back, turnaround jumper from the foul line is good. That's Marcus Beck. He's got seven already here in the first quarter. It's 14-13, Jeff West, 2:22 to go in the opening frame. Brennan will control out on top for Jeff West. Dribbles to the left wing, guarded by Kramer. Gets the screen, just all the way inside. Hop step layup is no good, but a foul. And two free throws coming for Carson Brennan with 2:13 to go in the first. I'll go on Zach Kramer. That will be his first. So Brady to the free throw line, he is 66% on the year, 31 of 47. First free throw from the right-handed shooter is good. Athon back into the ball game. He'll replace Dickey with those two fouls. And one more free throw coming for Carson Brady. And he got it. So he nails both. He's got five. It's 16-13, Jeff West, 2:11 to go in the first quarter. Tyler Garrity to the baseline to Beck. He spins, shoots over his right shoulder, and rattles it home. Nine for Marcus Beck here on the early going. He's got nine of the 15 for the Thunder, who trail by one with under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Brockstrom gets the screen on the right wing. Crosses over, gets in the middle lane, scoops the layup. It's good, but they're going to call a charge. Brockstrom will pick up his first, as that was Kurt Beck that stood in and took the contact. So that'll be the 16th foul already on Jeff West. So the Thunder will be shooting on any defensive foul the remainder of this half. There's still 1:49 to go in the first quarter. And then Baker on the inside flicks up a shot with the right hand. That's no good. They'll get a rebound, though, to Athon of Jeff West. Brady kicks it up ahead to Barnett. He'll drive in, flick up a shot with the right hand, and it's in and out. Offensive rebound, stick back, no good for Shellman, and the Thunder will bring it the opposite direction. Plenty of numbers the other way. Back to Garrity. He'll lay it up, and he missed it, but he got fouled. And Brockstrom will pick up his second. And Tyler Garrity will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. So Simmons not happy with his guys, pleading with them to get back on defense. That's twice they've been beat back. Here's Garrity's first free throw. It's in there. Jeff West going to bring in Preston Gibson, a 6'2 senior now for the first time. One more for Garrity, who's 65% from the free throw line on the year. And he missed the second one. So Jeff West with the basketball. The game tied at 16 with 1:21 to go in the first. Brading with a left-handed dribble to the left wing. Gets a screen. Steps back, shoots a deep three, and it's too strong. Rebound will go to Baker of the Thunder, and he'll bring it this the other way. Kramer the other way in the right wing. picks up his dribble, kicks it near side to Baker. Thought about a deep three, and now he'll kick it in the left corner to Garrity. Back on top to Baker. He'll step back, got a screen, shot a three, but it's in and out. And the rebound will go to Jeff West. Now it's stolen away by Kramer. Great hustle by Zach. Kicks it inside to Beck. He goes up, gets hammered and fouled, and he will shoot two. That'll go on Shellman, be his first 17th foul, and we'll send Kurt back to the free throw line for two. First free throw is no good. Wide right. Cole Hermer's going to come in for the Thunder for the first time, a 6'2 junior to replace Marcus Beck. Likely to get him an extended breather here for the final 47 seconds of the quarter. Kurt Beck's second free throw is good. We're going to get a quick timeout actually by Jeff West. It'll come with 47 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thunder take their first lead of the game at 17-16. Thunder lead by one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did someone send you a check and ask you to send them money back? Maybe you won a prize and you're told to send back taxes and fees. Wait, you sold an item online and the buyer wants to overpay what you were asking. Be cautious. In each of those cases, you get a check and then they ask you to send money back. It's a scam. United Bank and Trust is here to help protect our community from fraud and scams such as these. If you are ever questioning a situation, please call the bank. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 47 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And Emal Central leads Jeff West 17-16. Tigers will have the basketball as they operate from left to right. Here's Carson Brading to the right wing. Brockman out on top, guarded by Lutz. He just checked back into the game. Thunder with a little bit of a different lineup out there than we're used to seeing. You got Hermish, Lutz, Garrity, Kramer, and Curtis Beck out there. Brockman between the rings, guarded by Lutz, dribbled to the right hand of the wing. Up on top, here's Dickey. He's got two fouls, but on offense right now, guarded by Beck. Great defense. And now on the baseline, here's Brading. Brockman out near the logo now. 8 seconds to go. Brockman crosses over. Steps free. Has the ball poked free. Stolen away by Garrity. He'll drive all the way inside, but they're going to get an offensive foul. Illegal screen set by Zach Kramer. And Josh Brockman has a little word for him. He didn't like that. As Kramer kind of came through and blindsided Brockman. I can't really say I blame Brockman for that, but it wasn't necessarily a dirty play by Kramer. He was just trying to shield it off and allow Garrity to drive in for a potential layup. Here's Brading from half court to the buzzer. It's no good. And we reach the end of one quarter of play. One quarter in the book. It's been a good one so far. After one, it's Nemaul Central 17, Jeff West 16. We'll come back with the second quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Quickly to start the second quarter, a basket by Josh Brockman. Is Jeff West an 18-17 lead. Brockman with six. And the Thunder will have a ball poked out of bounds, and now they'll have a sideline out of bounds with Marcus back out there along with Kramer, Garrity, Kermish, and Lutz. Back calling for the basketball. They get it to him. He faces up, spins to the middle of the lane. Nearly traveled, but he gets it out to Garrity. Now Kramer between the rings, 30 seconds into the second quarter. Garrity back up on top to Beck. This is Marcus. Dribbles to the right corner, picks up his dribble. He's in trouble and has to flick it all the way out near the timeline of Garrity. Garrity back to Kramer in the middle of the floor. Now Lutz, Jeff Weston, a man-to-man. Kramer gets the screen, dribbles to the baseline, flicks up a shot with the right hand that's no good. Kramer, though, fights for the rebound and gets it back. Kicks it cross-court to Lutz. He'll step into a three and bury it. First points of the night for Carter Lutz. It's 20-18, Nemaul Central. 1 minute to go, or excuse me, 1 minute gone by here in the second quarter. Barnett kicks to the right corner of the Dickey. He'll dribble inside, flick the ball to Broxman. He'll flick it up and in, count it and one. 9-8 points for Josh Broxman. He'll go to the free throw line and try to complete a 3-point play. That's going to be another big foul. That's on Marcus Beck's foul. Kramer and Marcus Beck, each with two fouls for Nemaul Central. Rockstrom's free throw is good. Well, that'll give Jeff West a 21-20 lead. 6:44 to go in the half. Tigers back into his zone now. 2-3. Lutz will dribble it out on top. Beat it right to the floor to Garrity, and now ripped around the horn to Kramer in the left corner. Now Beck. He'll drive in, get all the way to the middle of the lane, pulled up a shot that's blocked away by Broxman and taken by the Tigers. A lot of contact, but now Brading the other way. Flicks it up to Dickey. He'll drive in, flick up a shot. It's no good, but they're going to call an offensive foul. An illegal screen on Wyatt Barnett, which will be his second foul. So the Thunder will have it back. 6:20 to go in the half. The Tigers leading 21-20. Garrity in the left corner to Kramer. He'll drive in. Stop. Have the ball poked free. It's loose on the floor. We're going to get a foul called on Kramer, and that is going to be his third. That will be the third foul on Zach Kramer, and he was going to have to come out of the game now. Hermish fouled as well as Baker and Kurtback come back in for the Thunder. So Jeff West so far has had pretty much all the momentum, although you look at the score and the Thunder only down by one with 6:05 to go in the half. Broxman in the right corner. Holds the ball high above his head, kicks it up on top to Dickey. Now Athon at the foul line, drives in, stops, flicks up a shot with the right hand and rattles it home off the glass. 9 for Garrett Athon. He's got 9. And it's 23-20 Jeff West with 5:45 to go in the half. Lutz in the left wing, into the corner to Beck. Back out, Lutz. He'll reset and kick it to Garrity on the logo. Garrity now back on top to Lutz. He'll step into a top of the key three and bury another one. Second three for Carter Lutz. He's got 6, and we're tied at 23 with 5:23 to go in the half. Rating up on top. Backs out near the logo as we have 5:15 to go in the half. Broxman on the right wing. Thunder looks like they might be in a zone. They are. Athon out on top. Back cut to Broxman. Flicks up a 10-footer and rattles it home. 11 for Josh Broxman. And it's 25-23 Jeff West. Back a straightaway three. It's in and out. Rebound tipped out, but they're going to call a foul on Luke as he went over the top. And that will be his first. Six team fouls. So both teams will be shooting free throws the rest of the way. 4:49 to go in the half. 25-23. Jeff West leads by 2 and have the basketball. Rating up on top. Is the Broxman on the left wing. Now Brading back out on top. The Thunder back into a man-to-man. Athon, a right wing three. It's wide right. And the rebound to Garrity of Nemaul Central. Lutz kicks up ahead. Baker inside Beck. His layup is no good but a foul. And free throw's coming for Beck. Who's that on? I think it's going to be on Shellman. It is. That will be his second. So it'll be Curtis back to go to the free throw line for a pair. First one is good. Preston Gibson back into the game for Jeff West to replace Shelman with those two fouls. Now one more free throw coming. We'll back to look to tie the game. And he got it. So he's got five and tied at 25 with 4:20 to go in the half. Brading will dribble it across the timeline for the Tigers. Jeff West, despite just a 7-10 record and being the 5 seed, have played well here in the early going. Eighth on a left elbow. Kicks it around to Brading. He'll try a three. It's in and out. Rebound tapped around. Aethon's got it in the baseline. He'll spin, go up and under, have a shot thrown away by Beck, but Jeff West will hold on to it. Dickey rips it in the corner to Proxterman. He'll try a triple. It's good! 14 for Josh Proxterman, and it's 28-25. Jeff West leads by three with 3:45 to go in the half. Lutz now left of the wing. Kicks it up on top to Garrity. Now Baker back to Garrity. Flipped around the horn to Lutz. He's hit two threes already. They close out on him. And now it's back in the left corner. This is Kurt. Into Marcus on the left block. Spin. Shoots over his right shoulder. Shot so good. Rebound to Gibson. Great defense by Aethon. And here's Brading the opposite direction for the Tigers. Aethon thought about a three. Now Dickey inside. Back out to Broxman. He pumps on a three. Pull up 15-footer. It's good. Josh Broxman feeling it here in the first half. He's got 16. And it's 30-25. Jeff West leads by five, and Coach Thomas has seen enough. The Thunder will take a timeout with 3:04 to go in the half. It's a full timeout. Jeff West leads 30-25 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
to go, second quarter. It's 30-25. Jeff West leads by five. The Thunder have the basketball out of the timeout. Jeff West in his zone. Garrity with the basketball on the left wing. Pumps on a three. Dribbles it back out on top and hands it off to Luke. He'll kick it left side to Baker. Now into the corner. Here's Marcus Beck. Into Kurt in the middle of the lane. Spins, gets it out to Lutz. Pumps on a three, now chucks a three, and it's way too strong. Beck, his follow is up and good. Marcus Beck in the double figures. He's got 11. And it's 30-27. Jeff West leads with a basketball and 2:30 to go in the half. Dickey out on top. He gets the left side to Broxterman. He's had the hot hand here in the first half for the Tigers. Now Brading on the right wing. Thunder and a man-to-man. Dickey now back out on top. Crosses over. Gets it back to Brading right at the head of the circle. Into the corner to Gibson. Brading now going to back out. Dribble to the left wing. Fit it off to Dickey. Inside to Barnett. He'll stop and travel. Fourth turnover for Jeff West. The Thunder have it back. 2:01 to go in the half. Jeff West leading 30-27. Again, the Tigers drop back into the 2-3. Baker left to the head of the circle. Back in the middle of the lane. Spins, shoots a jumper, and banks it home. Kurt Beck has seven. The Thunder back to within one with 1:40 to go in the half. Brading up on top. Feeds it back left side. The Thunder now in his own. Here's Braining at top of the key. Three is short. Rebound tapped around. Broxman's got it. He flicks up a shot. It's no good. Long rebound to Dickey. Back down to Broxman to put it up and in. 18 for Broxman. The ball is bouncing the right way for the Tigers here in the first half. 18 for Josh, and it's 32-29. Jeff left leads by three. 1:10 to go in the quarter. Here's Baker in the right corner. Drives inside, flicks it off to Marcus Beck. His jumper's good from 15 feet. 13 for Marcus Beck, and it's 32-31 with under a minute to go. Gibson, Dickey up on top, Brady. Thunder are in a 2-3 of their own. Broxman thought about a three. Backs out and kicks it back out to Brading up on top. Brading again. Jeff West is working the ball around the perimeter. 35 seconds to go. Here's Brading. Thought about a three. Crosses over. Drives in. Kicks it off to Dickey. He will try a three. It's way too strong. The rebound to Luth of Nemohall Central. Luth will bring it into the front court. Kick it left side to Baker. He'll pick it back out on top to Luth. 17 seconds to go. Thunder now going to back it out and hold for the final shot. 10 seconds to go, and now Luth will start the offense. 7 seconds into the hands of Garrity. He'll drive up on top. The Beck in the middle of the lane. Spins, go up and under. His shot's no good. Rebound to Barnett. He'll just hold on to it, and that'll be the end of the first half. So an inspired first half of basketball for Jeff West. Can they hold on and pull the upset? Halftime, your score. Jeff West, 32. Nemohall Central, 31. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. First half stats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're CarQuest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs, cars, trucks and tractors, all hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your CarQuest store.
Community Express Banking has partnered with Zelle to offer our customers a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to friends, family, and people they trust. Use Zelle, which is included in our online and mobile banking experiences, to send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes, with both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show.
If you want the best, you have to get out of town.
Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back here to Nemohall Central High School. We're at halftime of tonight's Class 3A opening round substate game on the boys' side. Jeff West, the 5C, with a 32-31 lead over Nemohall Central here at the half. Nemohall, the 4 seed here in this sub-state tournament. It's been back and forth throughout. Neither team has led by more than 3 points. Thunder led 17-16 after one, but it's just been back and forth. Jeff West now with a 1 point lead here at intermission. Looking at the statistics, we'll start with Jeff West. Only 4 turnovers, hit 3 threes, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Big first half for Josh Broxman. He has 18 points here at intermission, 14 of those coming in the second quarter alone, 9 for Garrett Athon, and 5 for Carson Brady. And for Nemahal Central, 4 turnovers, 4 three-pointers, 5 of 8 from the free-throw line. They're letting scoring by Marcus Backu at 13. Herb back with 7. Carter Luce with 6 on a pair of triples. 3 for Landon Baker, 1 for Zach Kramer, and 1 for Tyler Garrity. So again, on halftime score, Jeff West 32 and Nemahal Central 31. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll try to find some scores of other games around the area when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news. This is the Midwest. And while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their 2 locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
I'm back.
March is National Social Work Month. Every day, the nation's 680,000 social workers have tenacity and talent. They confront some of the most challenging issues facing individuals, families, and communities. They create solutions that help people reach their full potential and make our community a better place to live. Would like to acknowledge Krista Stahlbaumer for her caring and support of our community and our patients at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sale, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to Nemahal Central High School. Again, we're at halftime at tonight's Class 3A Boys Substate opening round game. Jeff West leads Nemahal Central 32-31 here at intermission. Taking a look at scores of other games around the area. Marysville leads Sabatha 24-22 at halftime, so a good one there. Holton boys lead Atchison 27-21. We already have one final of a girls game tonight. Washington County girls beat Valley Falls 49-26. And the Valley Heights girls all over Republic County, leading 33-5. That game is at halftime. The Valley Heights girls looking like they're going to walk on to the semifinals of the Class 2A Substate that they are hosting. And we'll see if we can find a couple other scores here. Let's see. It looks like the Morimoth Academy and Horton girls game is at halftime. We'll see if we can find a quick score. They've got some ads running on their feed right now, so we'll try to get that here, and we'll get that score whenever they go back live. So we're getting our halftime score, though, in our boys' game. Jeff West, 32. Nemaha Central, 31. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll start the third quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
FM KMZA.
Welcome back. We're set to start the third quarter. Nemaha Central will have the opening possession with the same five that started the game. Kramer, Lutz, Baker, Marcus Beck, Curtis Beck. They'll go from left to right. Jeff West will counter with their starting five of Dickey, Brading, Brockerman, Barnett, and Athon. So, the Thunder with the basketball, and we are underway here in quarter number three. Thunder in their home white uniforms, Jeff West in their road blacks. Johnny came back with you. Kirk Killen, our man, taking care of us back in the studios. Up on top, here's Marcus back in the middle lane, flicks up a wild shot that's no good. It's picked away by Athon, and now here's Brading the other way for Jeff West. Tigers played great defense all first half. And offensively, it was basically just the Josh Brockerman show. Athon, Brading in the corner, Brockerman, a wide open three, bang! 21 for Josh Brockerman, and it's 35-31, Jeff West. 7:25 to go in the third. Everything has just been so hard for the Thunder tonight. Curtis back drives in, flicks up a shot, it's good, count it and one. Right. Are they going to count the basket? Nope, they are going to call it. It's going to be on the floor. So wipe off the basket. As we'll see, Barnett pick up his third. He'll check out of the game. As Brennan Shellman will come in. And Landon Baker will trigger it in from the baseline. Up on top, Marcus. Now Lutz. Jeff West in his zone. In the corner, Baker. Thought about a three. Dribbles once. Kicks it back out to Beck. He'll step into a triple. It's too strong. Rebound will go to Shellman of Jeff West. And he'll give it off to Brading. Brading up on top. He's to the left side of the floor to Dickey. Ace onto the left elbow. Backs down. Spins. Goes up and under. His shot's no good. Rebound tapped around and yanked away by Shellman. Back out Brockerman. Our right wing three. It's off the back rim. No good. And the rebound to Curtis Beck. Here come the Thunder the other way. Luke gets to the free throw line. Hands it back off to Kramer, who's got three fouls. 6:35 to go. Third quarter. 35-31. Jeff West leads by four. Marcus Beck hands it off to Baker, and he lost it. It's stolen away by Dickey. Fifth turnover for the Thunder, and now it's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Jeff West basketball. So Brading will dribble it up the floor for the Tigers, who lead by four. Jeff West just lost to Nemaha Central last week, 52-41. Athon gets inside, gets loose, flicks his shot up and off the backboard and in. 11 for Garrett Athon. The lead is 6 for Jeff West, their biggest of the night. Kurt Beck up top, dribbles to the foul line, all the way to the baseline, flicks up a shot with the right hand and banks it home. Kurt with 9. And it's 37-33, Jeff West. Proxman, he drives in, stops, pulls up from 15, and shot short. Rebound in the hands of Luth, and then he has a poke free by Proxman. Here's Shelman, a 3. It's way too strong. The rebound will go to Kramer, Omni Mall Central, and he gets fouled. That'll go on Luke Dickey. That will be his third. So the Thunder will have the basketball down by 4. Kramer up on top. Dribbles to the right wing. Backs out. Picks it up on top to Marcus Beck. And now a near steal for Proxman. He does steal it away. Josh the other way to the baseline. And he stops. And he gets fouled. Yeah, he got fouled before the shot. That was a weird whistle. And that'll be on Marcus Beck. That will be his third. Luke Juarez, a 5'9 senior, going to come in for Jeff West to replace Dickey. Juarez in for the first time. They're going to leave Beck out there with those three. Brading up on top. Dribbles to the right wing. Now between the circles. Right side, Athon. Inside, Shelman. He spins. Shoots over his right shoulder and rattles it home. First points of the night for Brendan Shelman. The lead is 6 again for Jeff West. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 39-33. Marcus back a 3. It's short. An offensive rebound, though, for Kramer. He'll try a triple from the corner. It's too strong. Rebound will go to Proxterman, where they're going to say it hits the wire up on top of the backboard. So it'll be Thunder basketball. Frustration really starting to set in for the Thunder. Zach Kramer really showing frustration on his emotions. Here's Josh Proxman on the right wing. He crosses over to the baseline, flicks up a shot with the right hand, and rattles it home. 23 for Josh Proxman. It's 41-33. The lead is 8 for the Tigers. Their biggest lead of the night. The 5 seed coming in here to the Thunderdome and playing lights out. Baker, a right wing 3. It's too strong. Rebound to Athon, and the Tigers will bring it the other way. Here's Brading across the timeline. Crosses over at the top. Picks it right side of the floor to Proxterman. He'll get to the corner. Give it to Athon. He pumps on a 3, backs up, and he gets hand-checked by Kurt Beck, and that will be his first. Tyler Garrity going to check back into the game for Nemahal Central. He'll replace Baker, but Coach Thomas is going to take a timeout before that. Timeout on the floor with 4:07 to go, third quarter. It's Jeff West, 41. Nemahal Central, 33. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 4:07 to go, third quarter. Jeff West with an 8-point lead and with a basketball from the baseline. Brading gets it into Athon. He'll try a triple. It's too strong. Offensive rebound, though, for Juarez. He'll bring it back out, but it's stolen away by Beck. Marcus Beck up to Luke. He has it knocked free and stolen away by Brading. So both teams turn it over, and now Brading will slow things up. Get it inside to Shelman. He'll stop, put it up and in. 4 for Shelman. The lead is 10 for Jeff West with 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Kramer up on top. The Thunder has scored just 2 points here in the third quarter so far as we're over halfway through it. Tyler Garrity gets the screen, gets all the way inside, flicks up a shot with the right hand, and rattles it home. Garrity not known much for being a scorer, but has a great move there. He's got 3, and Coach Simmons is going to take a full timeout. Full timeout with 3:23 to go in the third. We'll take the break. 43-35, Jeff West here on 92.1 KMZA and online at MFCSports.net.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Did someone send you a check and ask you to send them money back? Maybe you want a prize and you're told to send back taxes and fees. Wait, you sold an item online and the buyer wants to overpay what you were asking. Be cautious. In each of those cases, you get a check and then they ask you to send money back. It's a scam. United Bank and Trust is here to help protect our community from fraud and scams such as these. If you are ever questioning a situation, please call the bank. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 3:15 to go, third quarter, 43-35. Jeff West leads Nemaul Central. Here's a back cut to Brockerman. He flicks it off the backboard and down. 25 for Brockerman. He's been outstanding tonight. And the lead back to 10 for the Tigers. Sam McWilliams now in for the first time. We'll get a foul inside on Josh Brockerman. That'll be on Brockerman. He picks up his third. So Cole Hermers will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. First free throw by Hermish is good. And now one more looking to pull the Thunder back to within 8. And it's good. So first 2 points for Cole Hermish tonight. 45-37, Jeff West. That's a big spot for Sam McWilliams to be thrown into the fire. A 5'9 junior that hasn't played a ton of varsity this year. Getting an opportunity right now. The Thunder need a spark. 2:42 to go in the third. Brading dribbles to the baseline. Crosses behind the back. Now dribbles it back out on top. Here's Brockerman out on the left wing. Gets the screen. Backs up. Looking for Shellman on the baseline. He lost it. Ball tipped around. Shellman's got it. He missed the layup. And the rebound to Beck. And they'll get a foul on Athon. And that'll be his third. That'll bring Wyatt Barnett back into the game. He'll replace Shellman. 2:26 to go, third quarter, 45-37, Jeff West. Jeff West going to go to a 1-3-1. They are. First time we've seen it tonight. Brockerman will be the guy up on top. Beck drives in. Has the ball poked free and stolen away. Here's Brockerman the other way. Drives right lane line. Has it poked out of bounds, but it's off of Tyler Garrity's back. And it's going to go out of bounds and be Jeff West basketball, and nearly a technical foul called on Brockerman as he barked to the referee. And Marcus Beck will check back into the game to replace McWilliams. See, tell the emotions are getting high in this playoff basketball contest. And now a hold on the inside on the Thunder's Tyler Garrity, who picks up his first. There's 2:14 to go in the third, baseline out of bounds. Brady will look to trigger it in. Still looking. Still trying. Finally gets it into Brockerman. Step back three. Bang! Brockerman in the park, and they're going to hit him with a technical foul. Still not coming from a mile away. Brockerman with 28, but he's going to pick up the technical foul. He hits the three, and that barks in the face of Tyler Garrity of Nemaul Central. So Brockerman's going to pick up his fourth foul. With 2:09 to go in the third quarter. Tigers with a 48-37 lead, but Cole Hermish will go to the free throw line and shoot the technical free throws. First one is in and out. Stop. Skirmish. Second free throw on the way is good. So Brockman's going to have to check out of this game. He's got 28. This is a big stretch now. And they're going to make Athon have to come out of the game as well. He's bleeding from his lip. So he's going to have to come out. Preston Gibson will come in. And now what's the deal? Okay, we're good to go. So, to reset, 2:09 to go third quarter, 48-38. Jeff West leads by 10. Nemahal Central with the basketball operating from left to right. Tigers in a 2-3 zone. Two of their best players, though, out of the lineup right now. Can the Thunder take advantage? And they turn it over. Seven turnovers for the Thunder with 1:55 to go in the third. Now the Thunder are going to try some pressure against this lower lineup, but it's a near steal right away. Jess Shellman gets bumped by Hermish. That'll be Hermish's first. I'll tell you what, this is nearly a packed gym here in Seneca tonight. And probably some of the first opportunities that some of these fans have been able to come to games, and they are letting the referees absolutely have it here tonight. This is a veteran officiating crew as well, and they have done a pretty good job, I will say, here tonight. Dickey drives in on the shot, blocked away by Beck, and stolen by the Thunder, and then they'll get a foul on Dickey. Four on Dickey. And Athon will check into the game. So Athon back in for Dickey, who's got four, and man, the emotions are running high right now. 1:35 to go third quarter. It's 48-38. This feels absolutely like a sub-state contest. This almost feels like more of a championship game. Carter Lutz on the right wing. Flicks it up on top to Kramer. Into the corner now, Hermish. Back. Kramer, Lutz. Jeff West still in a 2-3. Hermish now in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Lutz. Inside to Kramer. He spins. Kicks it off the back. He'll put up a 10-footer. It's good. No good, but a bump foul called. And we'll get two shots coming. That'll be on Shellman, his third. And Mark is back to the free throw line for a pair. He has not attempted a free throw tonight. On the year, 62%, and he drills the first. On board now for Marcus Beck. Going to pull the Thunder within eight. And he does. 15 for Marcus Beck. 48-40. Jeff West leads by 8 minutes to go. Tigers the basketball in the backcourt. The Thunder showing pressure. Gibson is still in the backcourt. Flicks it up ahead to Brady. He'll get across the timeline. Double team comes. He dribbles through it. It's all the way inside, and he gets fouled before the shot. Before the shot, it'll be baseline out of bounds. They'll get the foul on Lutz, and that will be his second. Brading will trigger it in from the baseline. 48.2 to go. Gets it into Shellman. Dribbles out to the wing. Crosses over behind the back. Gets it back to Athon. He'll drive in, and now they're going to get a hold foul called on Hermish. And that will be his second. And that is also team foul number six. So we're going to have free throws the remainder of this game by both sides. Still 41 seconds to go in the third quarter. Brading on the right wing. Guarded by Kramer, the Thunder, and a man-to-man. Brading now with a left-handed dribble. Backs out. It's a screen. Rejects it. Now we'll use the screen. Gives it. Hill Brading now picks it up and gets it in the corner. Shellman, he'll try a three. It's airballed long. And the rebound will be saved in. And it's tipped off of a Thunder player. I think it's going to be Jeff West basketball, and it is. Marcus Beck just walked to the basketball. And Garrett Athon ran over and threw it off of Beck, who was going to try to let it go out of bounds instead of just grabbing the basketball, which he could have easily done. So Jeff will have to hold on to it. Here's Hayton. He'll dribble it back out on top with 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Brading on the logo, crossing over on Kramer. Gets inside, flicks to the left side of the floor. Here's a three by Barnett. It's off the back rim. Rebound is taken by Beck to Kramer. He'll cross over. He'll let it fly. Kick it up ahead to Hermish. His layup is no good, but a foul at the buzzer. They're going to call a foul at the buzzer. And it'll be two free throws with nobody on the lane for Cole Hermish. As they'll get it on Carson Brading, which will be his second. So now Hermish at the line for a pair. Nobody at the lane. 3-for-4 from the stripe, misses the first. It was definitely a foul. I don't. Jeff Westby's fans are not happy with the call. And Hermish, second one is good. So he goes 1-of-2 at the line. He's got 4. And with that, we've reached the end of 3 quarters. 3 quarters in the book. Should have a good one here in the 4th quarter. 48-41. Jeff West leads by 7 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
48-41. Jeff West looking to pull the upset here tonight, leading by 7. As we start the 4th quarter. Tigers with the basketball here to start, and they dribble it out of bounds. Tigers turn it over for the 6th time. Proximan back out there along with Dathan. Brading, Dickey, and Barnett out there as well, the starting 5. The Thunder down by 7 with a basketball. Zach Kramer up on top. Kicks the left side to Cole Hermish, who's got 4 points on 4 free throws. And now Lutz into the right corner to Marcus Beck. Back to Lutz. Jeff West still in the 2-3 zone. They've ran a majority of the night. Kramer, top of the key, stops at the foul line, gets to Hermish. He stops, feeds it back inside, but it's stolen away. Rockstrom comes up with it. The Thunder turn it over for the 8th time. Rockstrom, 28 points in the game, but 4 fouls. He controls it up on top of the Tigers. Now Brady. He gets jumped on a screen by Kurt Beck, has to back it out on top and feed it off to Dickey. He'll jump with the left hand of the wing. Screen comes from Athon. Dickey uses it up on top. He gets double teamed. Now Athon on the left wing. Goes behind the back. Tries to drive in. Gets cut off. Gets it back out to Dickey. And now Brading on the logo. Rockstrom now right of the wing. Guarded by Marcus Beck. Kurt jumps out on him. Now to feed to the baseline to Barnett. Out to Rockstrom. Now Dickey. Free throw line. Athon. He dribbles. Backs down. Goes up and under. Did he travel? Yeah. 7th turnover for Jeff West. 6:41 to go in the game. It's 48-41, Jeff West. Thunder with the basketball operating from left to right. Loose into the right corner, and the ball poked out of bounds by Proximan. Now 6:34 to go in the game. Thunder with the basketball. Inside, Hermish lost it. It's stolen away by Proximan. That's turnover number 9 for the Thunder. Dickey to the baseline. It's stolen away. Back now lost it. Comes back in bounds and taps it to Luke. Marcus Beck drives baseline, feeds it into Kurt. He gets hammered and fouled. Oh, Well, on the free throw line, Curtis Beck. Beck's first free throw is good. Beck's second free throw is good. He got them both. 11 for Curtis Beck. It's 48-43. Jeff West lead down to 5 with 6 minutes to go. And now the Thunder showing a lot of pressure. Brading across the timeline. Gets it to Aethon. He drives in and he stops it, but he gets fouled before. On the drive, he gets hammered on the arm. And that'll go on Luke. That will be his third. Landon Baker again has checked back into the game to replace Hermish. And now we'll get a quick stoppage. And they come over, they have a quick word with scores table, whatever it was, they've got it sorted out. 5:55 to go in the game. Aethon at the free throw line. This will be a 1-1. Not attempted a free throw tonight. The free throw here is no good. He missed it long. The rebound to Beck. 5-point lead for Jeff West. The Thunder, though, with the basketball. Baker had an open three. Doesn't take it. Now feeds it to Kramer in the right corner. He'll step back. Feed it cross court to Luke. Into the corner. Beck, an open three. Off the side of the backboard, but an offensive rebound for Kramer. He'll go up with a shot, and it's thrown out of bounds. It'll stay. No, it'll be Jeff West basketball. The Tigers will have it back, but the Thunder are again going to show full court pressure. 5:37 to go. Brockstrom in the backcourt. Sit back to Aethon. Back to Brockstrom. He'll dribble it across the timeline. All the way inside to the baseline, Dickey. He'll force up a shot that's tipped away. Barnett's got it. He spins and shoots up a shot, but it's blocked and fouled. And now Barnett will go to the free throw line, but this time he will shoot two. That'll be on Kurt Beck. That will be his second. Wyatt Barnett has not scored tonight. He's at the free throw line right now. 64% on the season, and his free throw is good. One more free throw coming for Barnett. And he missed it wide right. Rebound to Beck. A 6-point lead for Jeff West. 49-43, 5:20 to go. Kramer, back to the right wing to Baker. Thought about a three there, daring him to shoot the ball. He's a really good shooter. Now Luke, into the corner, Beck. And back all the way out on top, Kramer. This is Marcus back at the foul line, up on top to Kramer. Luke, the top to the key three. It's wide right. Rebound approximate of Jeff West. Roxman up on top. Jeff West with a 6-point advantage in with the basketball. Dickey, right side of the floor to Broxman. He has not scored here in the fourth. He's got 28 in the game, and he lost it out of bounds. 8 turnovers for the Tigers. 4:42 to go in the game. It's 49-43. The Tigers lead. Jeff West has been effective in this 2-3 zone. They ran it the whole entire second half. Marcus Beck drives in, stops, flicks it in the corner. Baker pumps on a three, drives in, pull up 10 footer is good. Good use of a ball fake by Baker. He's got 5, and it's a 4-point game with 4:15 to go. 49-45. Dickey across the timeline, stops, picks up his dribble, feeds the back left side to Brady. Guarded by Kramer, back right side, Brockstrom. He gets the screen from Aethon. A back and on top, Dickey. Left side of the floor to Brady. He gets the screen from Barnett. Now Brockstrom in between the rings. Under 4 minutes to go. A 4-point game. Dickey in the corner. Picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. Gets it off to Brady. He'll back it back out. Now dribbles to the left wing. Here comes a screen. Dribble on the baseline. Brady trips and travels. Ninth turnover for Jeff West. 3:41 to go in the game. The Thunder will have it back. They trailed by 10 just a few minutes ago. So they have it down to four in the basketball. And the Thunder find a way to pull this one out. If they do, they'll get Royal Valley on Friday. Mark Kurt Beck dribbles to the foul line, kicks it in the corner, but it's stolen away. Dickey, three on one. He double dribbles. Coach Simmons just flexes his muscles and screams at his guys, quit turning the basketball over. And for good reason, because they've turned it over five times here in the fourth quarter. Kramer up on top of the Thunder have it. Zach drives in, lost it, it's stolen away again. Now here's a breakaway for Dickey. He'll drive inside, right hand layup is good. First points of the night for Luke Dickey. It's 51-45 Jeff West. Baker thought about a three, drives in, kicks it out to Kramer. He'll try a three. It's in and out and back in. Big three for Zach Kramer. And Coach Thomas is going to take a timeout. 2:47 to go in the game. It's a one-possession contest. 51-48. Jeff West leads by three here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
.247 to go out of the timeout. Jeff West with the basketball, leading by three, 51-48. Thunder showing full court pressure. Aethon in the backcourt. Kicks it off to Barnett. Now back to Brockerman. He still got it in the backcourt. Dribbles across the timeline and through a triple team. He falls to the floor. Ball is loose. Aethon dives on it. And Coach Simmons wants a timeout. And they grant it. Great hustle by Aethon to steal a possession. This will be a full timeout. And we'll take this break again. 2:35 to go. 51-48. Jeff West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Kansaland Radio.
51-48. Jeff West leads Nemaha Central. Jeff West, the 5 seed here in Substate. Nemaha Central is the 4. Tigers led by 10 early on in this fourth quarter, but the Thunder have clawed their way back. And right now trail by just 3 with 2:35 to go. So Jeff West with the basketball. They kick it in to Brockerman. Thunder fake a double team. They kick it off now to Brading across the timeline. Here's Dickey now in the right corner. Spins. Tries to throw a pass inside, but it's stolen away. Kurt Beck comes up with it. Jeff West has turned it over 6 times in the fourth quarter. Landon Baker on the right wing. The Thunder can tie with a 3. Baker thought about it. Kicks it into Kurt in the corner. Now Kramer on the right wing. Inside to Baker. He'll spin on the shot. Thrown away by Brockerman and out of bounds. 2:06 to go. The Thunder will have it baseline out of bounds. Trailing by 3, 51-48. Aiden Baker to Kramer on the right wing. Dribbles to the left hand. Stops. Gets it off to Lutz. And now into the corner to Baker. He'll feed it off to Lutz out on top. Extra pass Kramer. A right wing 3. Short. Rebound is Skyborn. Yanked away by Brockerman. He'll bring it the other way for Jeff West. That's a big boy rebound by Brockerman. He's got 28 points in the game. Hasn't scored here in the fourth quarter. He's played the entire fourth quarter with 4 fouls, and he's still got the basketball on the left wing. Brockerman still with a right-handed dribble. Gets it out to Brading, out in the logo. Kramer on him. Brading dribbled to the wing. Now backs out. A double team comes. And Coach Timmons going to take a timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 1:32 to go in the game. It is 51-48. So Jeff West will have one timeout. Nemaul Central has two remaining. 51-48 our score. This game has been back and forth for the most part. Jeff West took a brief 10-point lead here early on in the fourth quarter. The Thunder have battled back, but now the Thunder desperately need a stop. They do have one more 1-1 that they can use. 8 fouls on the Thunder, 9 on Jeff West. The Thunder and the double bonus on any defensive foul the rest of the way. Tigers with one more 1-1 before they can reach the double bonus. Out of the timeout, again, 1:32 to go. Jeff West, the side out of bounds on the far side. Garrett Athon will trigger it in. Gets it into Brockman in the corner. A double team comes. Nearly get a trap, and now they do trap it. Brockman in trouble. The ball is stolen away. Kicks up ahead. Baker. Landon drives in. Right hand lamp is no good, but a hard foul. And Landon Baker will go to the free throw line, and that's number 5 off Brockman. So Brockman is going to foul out of this game. I nearly call another technical on Brockman. He has a word for the official after he walks off the floor. Baker out of the line for two big ones. First one is too strong. Baker on the year, 63%. One more free throw with 1:22 to go. To pull the Thunder back to within two. And he got it. 6 for Baker. It's 51-49. Jeff West. 1:20 to go in the game. And now a near steal. Braining in the backcourt gets fouled by Kramer. And Zach picks up his third. And that'll send Braining to the other end for a 1-1 with 1:17 to go. So as ninth team foul, 1-1. Brading to the free throw line. He's 2 for 2 tonight on the year, 66%. These two free throws were back in the first quarter. Free throw on the way is good. One more free throw to push this to a 2-possession game with 1:17 remaining. Brading, a right-handed shooter. His second one is good. He got them both. Two big free throws for Brading. He's got 7. It's 53-49. Jeff West, the Thunder, will bring it the other way. Baker, a deep right wing 3 is short. Long rebound into the hands of Brading. He'll dribble it the other way. Right-hand layup is blocked and a bounce by Baker, but a foul. It'll send Brading to the free throw line for 2 more. Baker will pick up foul number 1. That was a great look on the other end for Baker. Just didn't get it to fall through. Now Brading with 2 free throws. First one, in and out. One more on the way, and he got it. 8 for Brading now. The lead is 5 for Jeff West with 1:06 to go. Kramer up on top. Has the ball poked free and out of bounds by Dickey. So the Thunder will have it sideline out of bounds. Jeff West stays in a 2-3. Kramer dribbles to the right wing. Kicks it up to Beck and it's turned over and then tipped out of bounds as Athon touched it with his left hand. So the Thunder will hold on to it. So baseline out of bounds. Now Baker will be the trigger man. 56 seconds to go in the game. Becker gets it into Beck. He spins, faces up, gets double teamed and fouled as they get the foul on Spellman. So 2 shots coming for Beck. That was the one thing you could not afford to have happen if you're Jeff West. It'll send Marcus back to the free throw line with no time coming off the clock. Back 2 for 2 from the line. His first one is good. Marcus on the year, 62%. Tyler Garrity is going to check into the game for Zach Kramer. And one more free throw to make this a one-possession game. And it is good. So Beck hits the free throw, and Coach Thomas will take a timeout. 54.2 to go. It's 54-51. Jeff West leads by 3. A full timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're Carquest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs, cars, trucks, and tractors, all hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your Carquest store.
Gotcha. KMZA.
Playing a special one would be great.
54-51, Jeff West leads Nemaha Central by 3. The Tigers will have the basketball. We are under a minute to go here in Seneca. Tigers, if Jeff West look at the pool, would be a pretty big upset here tonight. Tigers come into the night 7-10, the Thunder 14-5. Tigers the 5 seed of sub-state, the Thunder the 4. So Jeff West will have to inbound in the backcourt, 54 seconds to go. Athon double teamed to the backcourt and it's kicked away by Beck, so it'll be baseline out of bounds again for the Tigers. This will be a little bit tougher throw in. This will be more towards the corner. It'll be Barnett to toss it in. This is going to be a really tough throw in. Get it into Dickey in the backcourt. He stops, picks up his dribble, gets it off to Barnett. It's really big without Brockman out there. And now another kick ball by Beck. That'll stop the clock with 46.4 to go. So this time Barnett will trigger it in from the sideline. Brading has got it in the backcourt. It's guarded by Beck. Brading still with it. Dribbles around contact. Kicks it up ahead. The ball's turned over. It's stolen away by Luce. He'll drive in. Flick it off to Beck. His shot over the top of the rim is no good. Stop to Brading. Ball loose on the floor. Still fought for. They're going to get a foul on the Thunder. Wow. Garrity will pick up the foul. But Marcus Beck had a wide-open layup, and he tried to almost dunk it instead of just laying it over the front of the rim. And so we'll go to the other end. Garrity Athon will have two free throws with 30.9 to go. Athon has not attempted a free throw tonight, one of the best free throw shooters on the team. 78% and his first free throw is good. 12 for Athon. Second free throw on the way, and he got them both. 13 for Athon, 56-51, Jeff West, 25 seconds to go. Beck to Luce. Inside to Beck, into the corner to Baker. He'll try a top of the key three. It's short. Rebound, fought for Luce. Jeff West has got it, and they'll get a reach-in foul on the Thunder. That'll be a rebound for Athon, and again, he'll go to the other end and shoot two more. Athon back to the free throw line after he just made two big ones. Two more big ones here. His first free throw is good. Athon is definitely the guy you want at the line if you're Jeff West. 59 of 76 coming into this game. And he got them both again. 15 for Athon, and Coach Simmons will take his final timeout. Just the 30. We'll keep this one here. Actually, it's got to be a pull. So we'll take this break. 18.4 to go. It's 58-51. Jeff West leads by 7 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pay back friends and family with Zelle and the banking app you already use. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle, whether you are sending a birthday gift to a grandchild or reimbursing a friend. Use Zelle, which is included in your mobile banking app. Send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes when both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank. Community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Seconds to go. Jeff West on the verge of pulling off a big upset tonight. From start to finish, the Tigers this evening have had all of the energy. And they came into this game knowing they could compete. As Lutz puts up a deep three, it's no good. Rebound to Jeff West. 9 seconds to go. Thunder won't foul. And Jeff West can dribble it out. Athon will drive in. He'll stop, and that's it. Final score tonight. Jeff West, 58. Hemahall Central, 51. The Tigers will move on to the sub-state semifinals coming up on Friday night. Final score again, Jeff West, 58. Hemahall Central, 51. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors. It just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
What a game here to open up Substate in this Class 3A boys side. It'll be hosted by Sabatha in the final rounds coming up this weekend. Jeff West pulls the upset 58-51 over at Nemahall Central. It was back and forth early on. Either team led by more than three. Going into halftime, Jeff West had a 32-31 advantage. Tigers then led 48-41 going into the fourth quarter as Josh Brockstrom had a big third. He had 10 points in the third quarter, but he had a technical foul that had to pull him from the remainder of the third early on. But Jeff West still led by 7 going into the fourth, pushed their lead to as many as 10 early on in the fourth. Thunder tried to make a comeback, trimmed it in the fourth quarter all the way down to a 3-point game. But Garrett Athon hits 4 big free throws down the stretch to hold on for Jeff West as they win it by 7 here tonight and advance to the semifinals where they will take on Royal Valley on Friday night. Looking at the numbers, we'll start with the Thunder. 10 turnovers, 4 three-pointers, 16 of 22 from the free throw line. Led in scoring by Marcus Beck with 17. Kurt Beck added 11. 6 for Carter Lutz, 4 apiece for Zach Kramer and Cole Hermish. 6 for Lane, and banker Tyler Garrity had 3. The Thunder end the year with a record of 14-6, and really will bring most of this lineup back next year. Kramer, a junior, Lutz, a junior, Beck and Beck, both juniors. Baker, the only senior, Garrity, a senior as well. But other than that, only losing Baker and Garrity, guys that played quite a bit of minutes here on this Thunder team. So big expectations will be called upon the Thunder next year. Jeff West, meanwhile, 12 turnovers, 4 three-pointers. They were 11 of 13 from the free throw line. Huge night again for Josh Brockstrom. He had 18 in the first half, 28 for the game. 10 points in the third quarter alone. Didn't score in the fourth as he fouled out with a couple of minutes to go. Garrett Athon, though, added 15. Carson Brading, 8. 2 for Luke Dickey, 1 for Wyatt Barnett. The Tigers improved to 8-10 on the year, and again, we'll have Royal Valley on Friday night. Time to pick our player to bank on, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank of Onega. Pretty easy decision tonight. Actually, you know what? I've done it a couple times this year. I'm going to do it again. Let's go with co-players of the game tonight. Josh Brockstrom, 28. Garrett Athon with 15 for Jeff West. And 4 big free throws down the stretch to seal it for the Tigers. So we're going to go with co-players of the game. Brockstrom with 28. Athon with 15. Again, looking ahead, we'll have more Substate basketball coverage coming up tomorrow night. We'll have the Holton girls on the road at Atchison in Class 4A. That'll be on 103.9 KNZA. Then on Thursday, we'll have coverage on 92.1 of the Centralia Class 1A Substate, which will feature the girls going at it. And on 103.9 on Thursday, we'll have the semifinals of the girls 3A Sabetha Substates, Nema Hall Central and Jeff West Sabetha in Royal Valley. And then that's about the Substate will be covered on 103.9 the remainder Friday and Saturday. And Centralia Substate will be the remainder on 92.1 Friday and Saturday as well. Check out MSDSports.net. We'll have updated brackets, everything to get you caught up here on these first round games, the girls and boys here in Substate action. That's going to do it here from Seneca. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us. For our man Kurt taking care of us back at the studios, I am Johnny Kane. Jeff West pulls the upset tonight, 58-51 over Nema Hall Central. The Tigers into the semifinals coming up on Friday night. That's high school basketball here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network.